Franklin Russell wants your face on his virtual wall. He's director of Earth Day for the Earth Day Network and heads the Face of Climate Change campaign. The network's 20,000 partner groups are helping spread the word.
We had a couple photos coming from India recently from students who were using recycled plastic bags to make pots for their plants. We had a bunch of people take this to the streets in Bulgaria to protest deforestation and to demand that the government start taking action.
Russell says the web-based campaign is collecting thousands of digital photos from Facebook, Instagram, and other social media, which link to EarthDay.org.
The key is engaging as many people as possible to take a photo of themselves depicting either the impact of climate change or even some of the solutions that they're engaged in. Share it with us and allow us to build this really impressive digital mosaic that we can share with the world and influence change.
That mosaic, which appears as a scannable wall of photos, is mesmerizing. You can stop on a photo, click on it to turn it over, read more on the back, and join a live Twitter feed to comment on what you see. The image of a young girl named Stephanie jumps out. She's on a glacier in New Zealand and laments that warming temperatures have made it impossible to climb certain peaks. Another photo shows women in Kenya learning to use newly designed cook stoves that are more efficient, less polluting, and safer to operate. We also meet Sarah Vant, an educator with a nonprofit group in England called EcoActive. She works with people of all ages to explore solutions to environmental problems.
Okay, well, the picture is a picture of me and my friend Polo here. Polo is my polar bear puppet.
Polo helps Sarah explain to young children how to take care of the environment and the dangers we face if we don't.
If I talk about the polar bears, he might get a bit sad. If we're talking about something positive, if a child comes up with a brilliant idea for saving energy or reducing the emission waste that their family might be using, he might get really excited and maybe do a little dance. Just anything to make it exciting.
Another human face transports us to a refugee camp on the Thai-Burmese border. We see a 75-year-old woman carrying a solar panel to install on her thatched roof hut. 600 refugees from Burma have lived here since 2007. They're caught in a web of ethnic divisions and politics. They can't go home. Worse, the camp is not recognized by either the United Nations or Thailand. And until the Branch Foundation stepped in, it had no electricity.
We're the Face of Climate Change because we are proud to have the first solar refugee camp in the world.
That's Iona Probst, executive director and founder of the Branch Foundation, a not-for-profit group that helps marginalized people in Southeast Asia. She says the solar panels have changed daily life at the camp.
Kids' grades have gone up in school. There have been no fires since, and so no one has got burnt. And due to the solar panel project, the money that the residents save on kerosene lamps and candles, they can now buy their own yellow beans.
Yellow beans are an important source of protein which camp residents couldn't afford before. Probst adds that the project has given the refugees pride and renewed hope.
I think it sets an amazing example of a small amount of dedicated individuals wanting to, you know, create sustainable change. And, you know, they're probably, in terms of, you know, what you might think of, you know, renewable energy, a kind of unlikely suspect, but yet it has worked fantastically well and, you know, in terms of the benefits.
The Earth Day Network brings these people together for the entire world to meet. In this collective narrative, there's also a photo of a child from Cameroon raising his hand in a pledge to protect the planet. Other photos show children planting trees. Ngong Edwin Nkanen, the director of the Rural Community Center for Agriculture, who sent these pictures, says these children are climate advocates. Imagine what 100 children will do. Which prompts the question, on Earth Day, what can 1 billion people do? Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.